Everybody has their issue, and like we all remember when we first started becoming sexual. We little things like every man here remembers the first time a woman put a finger in a place where only a doctor should. Do you remember? I was 16 years old. I just finished my night school prom. I mean, she was 35. I was 16. But listen, oh shit, I had to graduate somehow. And all of a sudden, she's, you know, I had whipped cream, literally, this is a true story, I had whipped cream all over me. Her name was Mary. Cabrona, are you watching? Mary, she's doing her thing, there's whipped cream all over me, and I'm like, eh, eh. All of a sudden, I feel a finger someplace, like, maybe it slipped, I don't know, whatever. I'm not gonna freak out yet. All of a sudden, there's a fucking finger in my ass. I became E.T., my neck went over. She's like, should I stop? No, fucking keep going. I liked it. It was fun. And we got so together, we got so into it that, like, you know, after a few dates, she's like, Joey, you know, how about if I put two fingers? I'm like, whoa, chill the fuck out. I have a limit. One finger or a string of beads. That's it. I'm not a freak. And if you guys do the string of beads, there's protocol to string. You can't pull them out like you're starting a pinche lawnmower. You can't do that shit. One at a time. Not. You can just take your time. But pull them out a little. My spleen comes out. I'm like, good. Look at that. Look at that shit. I needed that. Hello. It's part of my fucking internal body. Oh, my whole life, I talk about shit that happened to me. Yo, I'll give you a good example. My mom, God bless her soul, is a beautiful woman. She raised me and my three sisters as good as she could. She didn't have a lot of money, you know? And like, for instance, the perfect example is grew up in the South Bronx, and my mom always made sure my sisters and I had like stuff for Halloween, like a costume. But they weren't like the best costumes in the world. Like they were like parts of other costumes that from other years that she would just throw together and make something new. Like one year I had a Spider-Man mask and a Scooby-Doo outfit. I don't know if I was Spider-Doo or Scooby-Man or... People, what are your powers? I'm like, I don't know. I go like this and dog biscuits come out of my wrist. I didn't even have a trick-or-treat bag. I had a Crown Royal bag I used to trick-or-treat with. A little purple, pinch of faggoty crown. And then I had to bring it back early because it was her purse, too. Leave some gum in there, mijo. I'm going out tonight. And my mom, God bless her soul, she always made sure my sisters and I had like at least one gift for Christmas. No, we didn't believe in Santa Claus. We thought he came from the South Pole. We didn't fucking know. We didn't believe in Santa Claus. But she always made sure my sisters and I had one gift. And I remember one year she bought me a CNC. Remember that toy you pull the string? The cow goes. I'm 6 years old. I live in the Bronx. I don't know what a fucking cow is. I'm like, Mommy, what's a cow? Honey, that's where the milk and cheese comes from. I thought they came from the government. I had no idea. Why don't they make CNCs for kids that live in cities and in urban areas instead of the farm? A shit that we can relate with. You pull the string, the pig says, let me see your driver's license and registration. The pimp says, bitch, better have my money. You know, shit like that. The crackhead says, I'll suck your dick for a quarter. You know, shit. Stuff that we can relate with. It's all about loving each other, man. It's all about taking care of each other, loving each other. I was talking about couples earlier, guys. How many married people are here tonight? Try to gas some happiness. See, they all clap like this. Fucking Dawn of the Dead zombie. The women like, I have his huevos. The men like, kill me, please. The men are giving me Morse code with their eyes. Help me, please. Get me the fuck out of here. Help me. Shoot me in the fucking head, please. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Ladies, let me ask you something. When you get married, what happens to the blowjob? It's almost like a married man has to take a picture of a blowjob and put it on a milk carton. Have you seen this face? It looks like this. I haven't seen it in 19 years. Please tell her to come home. ladies, let me tell you something. Don't worry. You could suck at sucking. We don't give a shit. As long as somehow your head is near our penis, we're happy. We don't care. Men are so easily satisfied. See, the threesome here know what I'm talking about. You got two chicks going. They look at each other like, I don't know what it is. You kiss it, I don't know. But we don't care, man. But when it comes to women, you gotta know what the fuck you're doing. You gotta eat that pussy. You can't be like you're in this fucking Fear Factor going. Your ass gotta be like you're in Survivor. And then you gotta keep going until she gets tired. That's why when I go down in the girl, I got a snorkel, a bib, I got scuba gear. It looks like I'm Finding Nemo. And I don't stop till I fucking find that little son of a bitch. The next day, my friends say, Joey, how was your day last day? Oh, it was good. We went to a movie. Went dancing, had some dances, but call me tomorrow. My mouth was full. I kind of told her that I wasn't full. I love it. Sexually speaking, that's what I love. I love it. That's what I love. It's the truth.